Hello, this is Chris Wickman with the Drought Contingency Plan webinar. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We're going to sit here and talk a little bit about drought planning working with the BLM and Forest Service. So the first thing I wanted to convey is I want to thank you guys for participating in this. This is a big issue that we're dealing with. It's hard to understand when we've been having so much snow and good rain this year. But this process started back in 2012, and we know we're going to have drought days and drought years again, and so it's important for us to convey this message out about having to properly plan for drought conditions. First thing I want to do is I want to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors was received through a grant through the Western Center for Risk Management Education. Our participants and partners in this is the Department of Ag, UW Cooperative Extension Service, Wyoming Stock Growers Association, the Wyoming Association of Conservation Districts, the State Grazing Board, and our federal partners with the U.S. Forest Service and the BLM. I just want to let everybody know that this webinar is going to be recorded. We're going to have this information posted so people can review this material. A URL will be provided at the end of this presentation so everybody can see the speakers' information, their presentations, and any information that we have that's presented today. Going back, just a little bit of history of what led this to doing this grant and this workshop was in 2012. We had an extreme drought year for Wyoming, and a lot of people were caught in the middle of that without knowing how to adjust to the drought as it was occurring. And what we saw was a lot of people scrambling, agencies and permittees, wondering what their options were. And what we've learned from that experience in 2012, was the people that had drought plans or at least had communications or information in their files on how they were going to adjust to drought conditions had a better time dealing with the federal agencies on mitigating those drought conditions on their allotments. So because of that information and that scenario in 2012, we thought it was important to get everybody out there to think about this risk management on dealing with drought for their permits. We've got some really good speakers today. The agenda, as you can see, we're going to talk about the basics of drought planning. We're going to talk about managing drought risk and tools for evaluation of your strategies. We're going to talk about communication strategies between permittees and the federal agencies, and then tools and resources in your area and their next steps. So I'm Chris Wickman. I'm the manager of the Natural Resources and Policy Division. I've been doing this job for working with the department for about 7 years and about 2 years as the manager of this. The speakers that we're going to have today is John Hewlett. He's with the University of Wyoming, Dallas Mount Extension. Lucy Pauly, who's our Natural Resource and Mediation Coordinator, and Justin Williams, who's our Natural Resources Senior Policy Analyst. As you can see on the screen, what's important here is for you guys, if you want to communicate with the presenters or myself, you have a box to provide questions in. We'll wait for questions to be answered after each presentation. We'll provide that opportunity. But go ahead and type your questions in at any time. I'll be able to see that information, and as the presentations are done, we'll open it up and I'll ask those questions to our presenters. If you want to make your screen bigger so you can see it, you have a full screen toggle on the top right. What we're going to do next is provide some questions for the audience. We'll have you answer those questions. If you're sitting in a room with several presenters, talk about that information and answer those questions as we go through. After we're done with these questions, I'll have Lucy explain what's going to occur next, and she'll talk about the grant and what we're going to be doing with this process.
Okay, thanks, Chris. This is Lucy Pauly, and I'm the coordinator for the Ag Mediation Program, and I've been helping with this Drought Contingency Plan workshop process. This is actually our 10th opportunity to present this information. In the fall, we were in the 8 different locations around the state offering the same material, and then in March, we were over in Rock Springs. And as part of the grant that we received, we have to do things a little bit differently than we do with our normal educational opportunities. So if you can take a second, and once you're done answering these poll questions, if you can type your name and either your email address or your phone number in the Q&A box, that will be a way for us to follow up with you and to see what you're doing with this information. We will also be sending you all a hard copy of the material that we've covered today. We have a folder put together with all the handouts and some of the material that you'll find useful after this workshop. So if you can take a second and type it into that Q&A box, I will keep track of all that information. And again, like Chris pointed out, this is a good way to, if you have questions during the presentations or if you want more information on some of the slides, this is the best way to for us to notice that and keep track of it. So after this webinar is complete and after we have the information up on the website, we will be contacting you to find out if you're going to put together a drought contingency plan and the, you know, just different components of that. So go ahead and type your name and the contact information in that Q&A box, and I'll send it back to you, Chris.